taking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring Sega lyrics. Come on, people, listen to your own state of mind. Don't you even worry about the things you left behind. You have got to move on. It's your own state of mind.
Sega. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I mean, welcome to the Manic Monday Show, everyone. I'm Casey, and I'm live to bring you all the best Sega music and the craziest stuff happening on a Monday on Radio Sega, because it's the start of your Radio Sega Live week. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day so far. If not, not to worry. It's what I'm here for. And I'm here to brighten up your day, just like the sunshine, but without, you know, without hurting your eyes or making you sweat, unless you're sweating because my voice is really, really sexy. Anyway, enough of that. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Sega. It's the start of your Radio Sega Live week. and this means it's the start of having great live shows to keep you company throughout the week on Radio Sega. Obviously, we started off with music, as we do, and we had great music there. So we had three remixes, by the way. We started off with DJ Pretzel's Fat Musashi, with a PH, obviously. Yo, DJ, give me a fat beat! Yeah, Fat Musashi OC remix from Shinobi. Then we had Echo the Dolphin 2 Time Travel / Title Theme by Brian Davis. And we had Kazemakase, a remix of Whirlwind from Shinobi 3 by The Blast Processors, and also a part of our Radio Sega's 10 Years for Sega Ears album. And so, yeah, shameless plug, indeed. So why did I play these tracks? Well, because, first of all, today is International Ninja Day! Yay! For all ninja fans out there. Yeah, it's International Ninja Day today, the 5th. So let's celebrate by, you know, throwing shurikens at each other and killing people with swords and stuff. What's with the murder messages on the Manic Monday show? I don't know. I could say let's celebrate by being fast, perhaps. And, you know, running on ceilings, perhaps. I don't know. But I think killing people with swords and stuff is more fun. So yeah, let's go with that. And remember, people, if you heard it on the radio, it must be true, so you should do it just like I'm telling you. So yeah, the second track was from Echo the Dolphin, and it featured the time travel theme, because, you know, on the 8th, we have Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day. How do you pretend to be a time traveler? Well, I don't know, maybe by dressing up in futuristic clothes and running around and telling people that in the future, I don't know, Rafsig is going to be president of the Republic of Portugal. Perhaps. I don't know. And finally, we had Kazemakase because of Shinobi and because of International Ninja Day. Yes. Yes. So yeah, Twinny says, isn't that what some folk call Doctor Who Day? Maybe, if so, yeah, that's a good way. You can dress up as your favorite doctor and, you know, just, like, pretend that you're entering a police box and traveling through time. Because why the hell not? Pity Kikas says, you'll be Trunks then, killing people in traveling time. Oh, Dragon Ball references. Indeed. Well, welcome to the show. Don't forget to join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord. The messages I'm reading are in Discord, so you need to be there as well. Join us there for some fun times, for some banter, as per usual, and also to take part in our games. Don't forget that tonight we'll be going back to the roots of this show, of at least the Season 2 roots. We have all the usual segments. We have the Manic Jukebox returning. We have Segathlon returning as well. We have People's Choice. We have third-party tracks and chill tracks of the week. So we have it all. And we'll also be talking about some interesting events or special days that are happening this week. Jamie says, can we go back to the IRC? Yeah, you could go back to the IRC. Suit yourself. And so today, we have International Ninja Day, we have Miner's Day as well, Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day, Techno Day, for some reason, and World Choral Day, choral as in choir, so yeah. Anyway, join us on Discord, lots of people are there. You can also tweet at Radio Sega, use the hashtag RSManicMonday, and we'll give you a shout-out as well, if you are into that sort of thing. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, join us on Discord because we have cookies and this. Say my name. We have Say My Name as well, so join us there. We have a few weeks to go, I think 4 weeks, is it? To go until the end of this second edition of Say My Name. Things are tight at the moment, so we don't know who's gonna win yet, and that's how we like it. We like, you know, fierce competition. And Say My Name is a game we play every week on Radio Sega, on the Manic Monday show. I pick Every week I pick something different. Usually it's a Sega character like today, but it could be, you know, a real life person related to Sega. It could be a console, an item, a peripheral, I don't know. But this week it is yet again a Sega character. And I'm going to give you four different clues throughout the show. The thing is, you need to guess who the character is as quickly as possible, because if you guess it after the first clue airs, you'll get 20 points, 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and 5 points after the fourth. So, you know, think carefully, Google hard, and maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll get this week's maximum amount of points, 20 points after the first clue. Let's see if you can do it. So without further ado, people, don't forget, you can only take part in if you're in Discord. So clue number one, without further ado, is a mammal. Is a mammal. Yes, it's a mammal, yeah. So that's the first clue. If you think you know who this is, send me a private message on Discord with your guess, and hopefully you'll get it. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, I don't. Well, anyway, let's move on. Let's play some more ninja stuff, ninja music. Let's go with a Revenge of Shinobi track or remix. This is Corner of Sunset and Keys, an OC remix by Jose the Bronx Rican on the Manic Monday Show. Thank you.
Monday Show with Casey.
My name is Alberto, but everybody calls me Rock 88, and you're listening to Radio Sega, delivering you the top Sega tracks and remixes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wow!
yeah, so that was Ear with his hyper techno edit of 777 Lucky Run by Rob KTA. That was not the track that is nominated for Remix of the Year 2016, but it's close enough. Yeah, it's Ear's take on this. Did you hear 777 Lucky Run, Ear's hyper techno edit? My way of celebrating Techno Day, because I only had one slot and I wanted to play this track for a few weeks now, and so, you know, it's Techno Day and the track I wanted to play, so it's a great excuse to do that. Indeed. So people are really, really wrong. They're clueless, even though I gave them a clue, but they're still clueless. And so I think it's required, you know. Yeah.
Well, isn't that cute?
But that's wrong!
You know, yeah. It's not my fault. It's not my fault if people lack the Sega education to play Say My Name. Don't forget, it's a mammal. It's a mammal, yeah. So yeah, what have we played there for you guys? We just played Corner of Sunset and Keys, an OC remix by Jose de Bronx Rican, a remix of Revenge of Shinobi. Sunset Boulevard, is it? I think so. The source. Yeah, I think so. Is it? Isn't it? I don't know. I can't remember. Let me try and check. I can't remember the original. It's not Sunset Boulevard. Let's see. The Revenge of Shinobi. Sunrise, not Sunset. Sunrise Boulevard. Exactly, yeah. Sunrise Boulevard from The Revenge of Shinobi. Yeah. Then we had Endless Mine from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Why? Because on the 6th, so tomorrow, people will be celebrating Miner's Day. Yes, and so our favorite miner is Sonic the Hedgehog. In Sonic 3, he went mining for those Chaos Emeralds, perhaps in an endless mine, or maybe not, I don't know. It's just a track that I love, and it's always nice to have an excuse to play Endless Mine. Pitiki Cass says, also known as the Stupid Logs level. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes. Yes, indeed. And finally, we had Rob KTA with 777 Lucky Run, but this was Ear's Hyper Techno Edit, representing Techno Day. One track, one, you know, single track for Techno Day. I'm sorry, but, you know, lots of ninja tracks and stuff, so yeah. Couldn't be helped. Anyway, don't forget, you can still take part in Say My Name by sending me a private message on Discord with your guests. Just think of a mammal that is a Sega character as well. And since Rick was asking, when I talk about Sega characters, I mean characters from games developed and or published by Sega. Just like the music we play on Radio Sega, so it needs to be from games either developed or published by Sega. If I ever use a third-party character, I'm going to let you know in advance or before the game starts, you know, at the beginning of the show. But for now, we're just going with Sega characters. Characters from Sega games or Sega or the games developed and or published by Sega. Anyway, let's move on. Jamie says he went racing in an endless mine, more like. No, I think he went mining, yeah. He went looking for Chaos Emeralds in a mine. I don't know, but I seriously have... I'm just making this up as I go, so I don't know. Bear with me. By the way, it's time to move on. I'm just talking crap, so let's move on and play this instead.
Third party tracks of the week.
Indeed. It's time for third party tracks of the week, and this week we have not only three but four tracks. Yes, and two of them is Dance, two of them are from Dance Dance Revolution, the Dreamcast version. There's a bear with you, says Jamie. wait, that's you know, that's a Casey level of joking. So I think you deserve this. Indeed, yes, that's why I said bear with me, because there is a bear. There is an actual bear right here beside me. Yes, so he's my co-host this week, my silent co-host, and we have Candy, you know, rubbing my feet as I speak, because why not? This just turned weird for some reason, so let's move on and play music, play some third-party tracks. So in celebration of the recent announcement of Marvel, or the new Marvel vs. Capcom game for the PS4 this past weekend, which you know, it's a really great announcement, but I don't really care for to be honest. I am really excited about Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza 6 coming to the West, and so yeah, I don't really care about anything else. But it's also nice to have Crash, the remastered version of the first Crash games, coming, and also Knack 2. Yeah, I enjoyed Knack. I enjoyed Knack, the first one. Yeah, and the single player DLC for Uncharted 4 as well. That's also exciting. But Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza 6, they're coming west, so brace yourselves. As I was saying, celebrating the announcement of a new Marvel vs. Capcom game, let's play something from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 New Age of Heroes, and I leave you with Airship Stage. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
So, Mr. Wonderful, this is smile.dk, maybe just smile.dk, I don't know. Mr. Wonderful from Dance Dance Revolution, and before that we had number 9 with End of the Century, also from Dance Dance Revolution. Dance Dance Revolution tracks were suggested by II1980, and so we're playing those. There was a Dance Dance Revolution, or two, I think, games released for the Dreamcast. Only in Japan, but yeah, some interesting tracks there. Before that we had Stage 5 from Sparkster, Rocket Knight Adventures 2, because we've played, I think, two tracks from Sparkster this season, but we haven't played any of Sparkster tracks in like 3-4 weeks or so, and I can't go without my Sparkster fix from time to time, so I had to play a Sparkster track. And the first track was Airship Stage from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 New Age of Heroes. Apparently people enjoyed that, I think so. So yeah. Anyway, it's time to move on with the show, and it's time to let you know that you can suggest tracks for the third party of Tracks of the Week segment every week by going to radiose.ga/third party. radiose.ga/third party. If you want to suggest third party tracks, we have room for more. We have the entire season to play third party tracks, so let me know. You can also suggest that I've been saying this for a while now, but I don't think people know that many remixes of third party tracks. But if you know or come across a good remix of a third party track, so a track from a game released on a Sega console but not developed or published by Sega, let me know as well. Send me a link to the mix and I'll play it on the show during the third party tracks of the week segment. Because why not? It's also eligible. And yeah, maybe this will convince someone to step up, to step forward, and let me know that they want to host a Radio Sega show dedicated to third party tracks. Who knows? Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, let's move on. Let's play this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name again. You guys. So yeah, no one guessed it yet. Are there that many Sega mammals around? Perhaps, yeah. So yeah, no one got it, but we still have more clues. So let's go with clue number 2, shall we?
Shall we? Yes, we shall.
So the second clue is, has the ability to fly. has the ability to fly. Is a mammal and has the ability to fly. I'm going to tell you this. Think carefully before sending me your guess, your next guess, okay? Don't forget you only get one guess per clue, so don't waste it. And think carefully. Research. Do your research. Google hard. Hashtag Google hard before you send me your guess. And, you know, if you want... In before everyone sending me the same guess. Oh, guys, you're so predictable. Yeah, so if you want to get 15 points, send me a correct answer right now, and maybe you'll get it. In the meantime, it's time for something we haven't done in a while, and I missed it, and I have news to share on this as well. So let's do this.
Segathon!
It's time for the Segathon. The Segathon? Segathon? Yeah. The Segathon. The Segathon is back on the Magnet Show. I should talk like this for the rest of the show, but I'm not gonna. So, the Segathon is back. What is a Segathon? Well, it's another game. It's like a decathlon, but not really. It's a Segathon. I suck at naming things, but yes, that's what I named this, Segathlon. We have a number of different events during this Segathlon, and you guys, if you want to take part, you just need to send me a private message on Discord whenever I'm around, or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net, and we can schedule that. We can even pre-record the Segathon if you're not available to do it live on air during the Manic Monday show, but we can record it at a more convenient time and we'll air it on for an upcoming show. At this point, let's see, we have the person you want to beat is Rexy. The score, at least, you want to beat. You can also beat up Rexy if you want, but leave me out of that. But if you're aiming for the top spot, you need to beat Rexy's points or score. She's got 8 points from the Segathlon, the 5th edition of the Segathlon, back in episode 205. So, episode 5 of season 2. This week, we have a new challenger. I have so many private messages right now. Let me try and drag this person to the correct. My God, yes, you guys are crazy. You're all sending me. I won't even check until the end of the Segathon, but I bet everyone's sending me the same guess for say my name. Anyway, let's move on. Let's try and bring Viper to the chat. Hello, Viper.
Oh no, this thing's live.
Yes, it's live. It's Viper. Welcome. How are you?
Nervous.
Good. That's good. That's how you're supposed to be. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show, and welcome to the airwaves as well. So, Viper, for those that aren't aware, is the new host of an upcoming show on Radio Sega, premiering this Sunday, actually, the Dreamcast Hour. Ooh, exciting! But before he does that, he has to go through the Segathlon. So, Viper, the Segathlon is actually 5 games, 5 different events that you need to get through. There's a Sega question. There's an in reverse track. There's some lyrics for you to guess where those lyrics come from, what the track is. There's a password game, and there's a sing along as well.
Oh no!
But we don't need to sing the entire song. You just need to fill in the blanks. Sorry, I'm gonna explain when we get there. So the first event is a Sega question. You get to pick between an easy question or a hard question. If you answer it correctly, if you pick an easy question and you answer it correctly, you get 1 point. But if you pick a hard question and you answer it correctly, you get 2 points. So which one will it be? is your heart.
I may as well go fucked.
Are you sure?
Go in or go all out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah? Okay. So, in that case, the hard question is, and I hope you enjoyed the Yakuza series.
Oh, God.
The question is, in the Yakuza series, what's the name of Haruka Sawamura's mother?
Yep, I knew I wasn't going to get this. Let's go with John.
Ah, so close. Oh. So close. John is not the mother of Haruka Sawamura, unfortunately, because of reasons. The answer was Yumi Sawamura. That was a good guess, though. That was really close.
They sound so similar.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, John is another lady in the game. So yeah, no points for this first round, but we still have four. We still have four events left. Let's go with In Reverse. And so In Reverse, just like the name implies, is me playing 10 seconds of a Sega track, but in reverse. And you'll need to guess what the track is. Are you ready?
No, but let's go anyway.
Good stuff. Let's play it then. Nice. Any clue?
I think I know the track, but I can't remember its name.
Okay, so by the way, if you guess the game the track's from, you get 1 point. 1 point for the track, and if you guess both, I'll give you an extra point. You get 3 points.
I'm going to take a guess and say the game's Shenmue, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Any guesses for the track?
Main theme. I can't remember its name, I'm bad.
Okay, so you say Shenmue and main theme, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if you're correct. Close. It's Shenmue, so you get 1 point, but it's not exactly the main theme. It's Shenhua's theme. So you get 1 point. Not bad. We have more events to come. And so we have guess the track from lyrics now, Viper. I'm gonna read some fine poetry right here. I'm gonna read part of the lyrics of a Sega song, or a song from a Sega game. And just like before, if you get the game, you get 1 point. 1 point for the track, and one extra point if you get both. Okay?
Okay.
So let's see. fine poetry. 'Cause I want you every day. I'm so alone when you're away. All I want is you to stay. But you say, there ain't no way. Why don't you come around and see me? So I can show you how it used to be. You can love me like this. You can love me like that. You can love me any way that you choose to do. You can do me like this. You can do me like that. You can please me any way that you want to. Baby. And that's it. Any guesses?
No, but it sounds incredibly Eurobeat. So I'm going to take a guess and say it's something like Metropolis Street Racer.
Okay. Any guesses for the track title?
I can't remember any of the names of the songs.
So, something from Metropolis Street Racer, right?
The only song I know is Am I Only Dreaming, but I don't think it's that, so... Gone Wrong.
Could be.
Yeah, lock that in.
Well, it's actually a Metropolis Street Racer track. It is, so 1 point. But it's called You Can Love Me. You Can Love Me, yeah. So 1 point, Viper. So 2 points so far. And we have two games left, two events left. So let's see if you're able to do it. So I forgot to ask you, who's your guest, who's your partner for the next game, which is Password.
It is J10.
J10. And so we're going to do something that I love to do. J10 sitting comfortably in the chill out room. And all of a sudden, J10's here. Hello. Hello, surprise.
Spooky.
Surprise. Welcome to Radio Sega. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Don't be nervous. Green Viperate's doing all the work now. So, J10, you've been invited to help Viper guess, or help you guess the password for the week. So I'm going to send Viper via private message something, a word or an expression or a name, something. And he'll have to somehow help you guess what these words are, okay? The thing is, I'm gonna pause the bad music so you can hear everything clearer. But the thing is, he can't repeat or say anything that's in the answer, that's in the password, okay? So Viper, you can say anything you want. You can use whatever words or sounds or expressions you want, but the answer itself. Got it?
Yep.
It sounds easy, right?
Sounds easy.
Sounds easy. So to make things a bit more challenging, let's have a timer as well. So you have 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
You have 10 seconds to help J10 guess what this is. Are you guys ready? So I'm going to send you this via private message and I'm going to start the timer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go.
It's a word that I can't pronounce. That's a good start.
That's a good start.
What? Why did I... Oh.
And the time is up. The time is up.
That was good.
So, this is a name of a Sega character, by the way. The correct answer was Kazuma Kiryu. From the Yakuza series again. Again,
my weakness.
Your weakness. So you'll need to study up on Yakuza when we're done here. J10, thank you so much for joining me and Viper on the Manic Monday Show. I hear you have a Twitch show. Want to plug it really quickly?
Yeah, sure. I'll plug my Twitch into the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a Twitch show once a week on a Saturday, and it's basically about like other Twitch casters, if you get my meaning.
Yep.
And I interview them and get to know a bit more about them.
Awesome. And so go to twitch.tv/J10ADN if you want to learn more about J10 and his Twitch show. J10, thank you so much. I'm going to drag you back to the chill out room. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Bye bye.
Bye.
And there he goes. Viper, we have one last game for you to play. And it's time. It's time for the sing-along. What we're going to do is play a song, or a part of a song. It's a Sonic song that you probably know. The thing is, somewhere during, when the music's playing, somewhere in there, there's going to be a pause. There's going to be a blank, you know. You're going to have to fill in the blanks by singing or just telling me what the words, what the missing words are. Okay? Pay close attention, though, because, you know, there's no warning as to when the track is going to be paused. Okay? Ready?
Perfect.
I'm going to tell you what the song is, and I'm going to start playing. So the song is Work It Out from Sonic R. Let's go.
watch it. I didn't realize it was meant to fill in the blanks as it went on.
Oh, wanna try it either way? Wanna try it? What?
Sure.
What were the words? Quick.
What? Think about it. I think that goes in the gap.
Both times?
More than one gap, wasn't there?
Yes, there were two gaps. So both times, think about it?
Yeah, I think it was think about it both times.
It was for the first gap, actually. Yes, you were supposed to fill in the blanks as we went along, but if you gave me the correct answers afterwards, I would have accepted it. But the first one was think about it, but the second one was make it happen. You had to, had to have both correct answers for your point to be valid. So no points, unfortunately. This means, Viper, that you get 2 points out of the possible 10, which is actually not the worst score we had. So don't be concerned about this, because it's kind of a hard game. It's kind of a hard game. So this means we still have Rexy as the person that you want to beat, and probably beat up as well, because she's winning the Segathlon leaderboards. However, who knows? Maybe next week we'll have someone that can beat her score and score 9 points. Hopefully. Viper, before you go, I wanted to play something for people. We're running a bit late on the show. However, I don't want to pass up this opportunity. I want to play the promo for the Dreamcast Hour so people know what to expect this Sunday of your show. So let's pause this and play the promo for everyone.
The Dreamcast Hour.
Join me, Viper, for the Dreamcast Hour, the show with Dreamcast music, games, discussions, listener interaction, and everything else related to Sega's final attempt in the console industry. Hope to see you there.
The Dreamcast Hour with Viper. Sundays at 7 p.m. Western Europe time. That's 8 p.m. Central Europe, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Only on Radio Sega.
Indeed. So that's your promo, Viper. And we're all really excited about the Dreamcast Hour, as well as the Blue Zone coming next week, but I'm going to talk about that later. Viper, thank you so much for coming on the show. All the best for the Dreamcast Hour, starting this Sunday at 7 p.m. GMT, is it?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
It is. That's what the lady said. And so, all the best for that. Thank you for joining me for some torture on air with the Segathlon, and I'm going to drag you back to the chillout room, okay?
This is disappointing.
It's not.
I'm not allowed to say.
It's not really.
My show will be more disappointing.
I'm sure you'll do great, so we're all excited about that. So, dude, thank you for joining me. Enjoy the rest of the show. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
See you later.
And there we go. So that was Viper, host of the Dreamcast Hour, which is premiering this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Radio Sega. And so it's time to move on and do something else.
The Manic Monday Show.
Indeed. It's the Manic Monday Show right here on Radio Sega. And that was the Segathlon. I have to say, I keep saying that I'm going to tell you what the prizes will be, or the prize will be for the person that wins the Segathlon. I can't really say everything right now, but I will tell you that there will be, it's going to be a prize pack. There will be things to wear. There will be something to hang on your wall if you want, and maybe more. So it's going to be a great prize. I have to tell you that. And so I think we'll end this first run of the Segathlon in the last show of the month. So you have 3 more weeks to take part in the Segathlon if you haven't done so already. And Rexy is the person with the top score so far. 8 points, so you need to score 9 or more if you want to beat Rexy's score and you have to grab a stick if you want to beat up Rexy. Leave me out of that though. Anyway, it's time to do something else on the show. We're running so late already. I keep babbling and babbling and babbling.
Jukebox.
The Manic Jukebox on the Manic Monday Show. It's time to play tracks that are in the list that you can find at radiose.ga/Manic Jukebox. Indeed. So, PTK Cass is saying, I heard it! The coin! Whose coin is it? It's Skyblaze's coin. So Skyblaze inserted the coin inside of the Manic Jukebox. Bocus's slot. This is turning a little bit dirty for some reason. And so she played, she picked three tracks, numbers that I can't remember because I have so many private messages that I don't know what to do. I don't think I've ever had this many private messages ever. I'll check them out during the break. So she picked three tracks. The first one was 14. Which is a Switch of Rage 2 track, and this is a classic. It's Go Straight! Enjoy!
Radio Sega. still to come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Coffee song, Wrapped in Black, Sonic Rush, as chosen by Skyblaze. This was number 40, I believe. She also picked number 31, or numbers 31 and 14. So we played a Digital Circuit from Shadow the Hedgehog tune. Finally, someone requested this. And also Go Straight from Streets of Rage 2. Some great tunes there. Thank you, Skyblaze, for playing the Manic Jukebox this week. And, you know, if you're interested in doing that next week, you can let me know. I usually ask people when the show starts. But if you're a podcast listener and if you're not able to do it, to make it to the live shows, send me an email as well, kc@radiosega.net, and let me know if you want to take part in the Manic Jukebox segment. And I'll send you the link. If you don't know it already, radiose.ga/Manic Jukebox, and you'll pick three songs and then three replacement songs as well, like Skyblaze did. Next week we have more Jukebox Madness, Manicness, and join us there. But before we get into next week's show, it's time for this again. It's time for Say My Name again. Let's see. No one's got it yet. So you're now playing for 10 points, everyone. Let me just start by telling you that this is really hard. And you shouldn't feel, bad about not getting it at this point. Nah, I'm joking. This is really easy and you all suck. So clue number 3... might make it a little bit easier. Has the ability to time travel. Has the ability to time travel. And the ability to fly, and is a mammal. Who could it be? You're now playing for 10 points. And we're back. Don't forget, private message on Discord, by the way. And so, we're now back to the music and back to the regular music as well, dedicated to this week's events. And so let's start with a Miner's Day track tomorrow. Let's all celebrate Miner's Day by playing Tommy Tallarico's Molten Mine from Sonic and the Black Knight. We'll be right back with more.
Radio Sega's Winterfest is back for its third edition.
from Friday the 16th of December to Sunday the 18th of December. Tune in to Radio Sega for live shows, giveaways, and the best Sega music. Check out RadioSega.net for details. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. The Manic Monday Show with KC.
Spin dash into next Sunday.
What we're gonna do right here is, get overclocked remix assembled. We're gonna turn it up and get down. Come follow us.
Here we go. Here we go. To the whole world right now.
Let's turn it up and get down.
Come on, north, south, east, west. Let me see you bob your heads. Yo, Memphis, turn it up and get down.
I remember where I come from. The same spot where the snare drum rocks. Feel it in my blood. Not prepping silly thugs. Keeping it 100. My stock staying fully plugged. Objects at rest remain so. Up until the fourth, the meta is built. Moving at the speed of my sight tech. Ahead of my time, but never ahead of myself. Don't you know time is one big loop? You can run a Mobius strip around two troops. You can stay ahead of the curve and still grip roots. So you do you, even if it's old school. My kicks grip enhance the footwork skills. The track jacket at speed to the windmills. B-boys fully equipped to channel the sound. Yo, we're going wrong.
I was feeling kinda manic in a Palm Tree panic. So I changed my sadness to metallic madness. Rolling on a freeway, the Stardust Speedway. Whipping like a boss in collision chaos. The tidal tempest is coastal bound. But I know the fastest thing around. So whip out the wacky workbench, open the ports, and plot a course to the quadrant of courts. Now I wasn't born a time not long ago. The Mega CD had all the flow. When Mario was whip blobbing, Sonic Team was hip hopping, cranking out fly tunes way before iTunes. The audio and the video was smooth. You can do anything with all the groove. Every now and then I'll pull it off the shelf just to remind me to believe in myself.
To the whole world right now.
Whoa. down. Yeah. North, south, east, west, let me see you bob your heads. Yo, DJ Valentine,
turn it up
and get down.
You won't fool, you aren't gonna see me. Please, no, I think the key people have a strong on this song. Like a cool night breeze, we night breed. Stardust, night sky, light speed. Yo, let's break the sound barriers. Everybody locked in, let the sound carry us. We celebrate and levitate with one aim to elevate and escape the mundane. Oh, little planet, we made you this song. So pump up the jam, now jump the damn on. We leap and land strong. How does it sound on this outbound platform?
Nice.
This track be your guidance with the overclock crew as your designated pilots. Cosmic eternally bound. Yo, Oracle, turn it off and get down.
With the signal in the sky, super fly. Don't you down, I'm on sea, I'm bridging the gap like a nasty nasty album. Did you metaphys become a stand united like the states? Break your walls down, call on my 2J. We don't play, but when we do, we go hard. Berserker for brass, funking like please bass guitar. 16 bars for superstars or superheroes. Overclock the set of major stages like Rob De Niro. This hip hop heat out of my silver lining playbook. The nice clockwork nights, we taking that rock. Get on the mic, spit it live, leave these Eggman shook. Running laps around the track, call it my sonic armlock. I want the whole world dancing. Don't act proud, so turn it up a couple notches. Boogie down to the ground, kicking dog rhymes like judo since the day I was born. Tripped and never born the beat, I'm all star transformed. Shout it out.
Oh, world, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's turn it up and get down.
Yeah. North, south, east, west. Let me see you bob your heads. Turn it up and get down. To the whole world, right now.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's turn it up and get down.
And get down.
So let's take it to
north, south, east, west.
Let me see you bob your heads.
Yo, C7,
Dragonius, and Superior X. Turn it up and get down.
Time Traveler's Delight by the Overclocked Assembled part of the Temporal Duality album, an OC Remix album you can grab by going over to ocremix.org/sonicCD, is it? I think so. Off the top of my head, I think it's /sonicCD. You can find it by looking for Temporal Duality anyway. It's easy, I'm sure. So great tune there. Now that it's more relaxed, I can talk over it and tell you about all the tracks we played, like, you know, this one, like Death Eggs Over Easy by Bonnie Bogovic featuring the Block Choir, the Block Choir. People are really excited about this excellent track. Oh god, yes. Especially Skyblaze. This is a really, really... turn it up, block, says PT Kikas. Yes. Excellent. The excellent track was Death X, Over Easy. You can find it... it's part of the Materia Collective's Mobius album, a Sonic the Hedgehog tribute album, Mobius, Sonic the Hedgehog remixed. This is track 18 out of disc 2, Bonnie Bogovic, featuring the Block Choir. And the first track was an amazing Molten Mine from Sonic and the Black Knight. So that's obvious, that was related to Miner's Day. But what about Death Eggs Over Easy? Well, it featured the choir, it was the Block Choir. And so the 11th, this Sunday, I think, people will be celebrating World Choral Day. So there's a choir in this song. So obviously we had to play it because, you know, it's the best choir ever. I, for one, would welcome, regular performances by the Block Choir live on Radio Sega. Maybe we'll have the Block Choir Hour soon on Radio Sega. And every time people talk about them, they have to see the Block Choir like this. Yes, the first track was Molten Mine because of Miners, this was because of Choral Day, and this last one, Time Traveler's Delight, was played because of Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day on the 8th. Yes. PTKK has found a Bonnie Bogovic SoundCloud page, and so he's sharing the link on Discord so people can listen to the Block Choir every day, every hour. Skyblaze says, told you, KC is pure evil. Pure evil. Yeah. So, let's move on. Let's do stuff. What shall we do now? Well, it's time for the People's Choice segment. But let me see if I can close the poll. I believe I can. If you haven't voted, tough luck. Indeed. So let's close this. Let's close the survey. Yep, and get on with it and play the intro, play the stinger, as I know now how it's called. Yeah, it's the stinger.
People's choice.
So people have been voting for tracks, basically from the Shinobi series, and so people voted for 3 out of the 6 possible tracks. And these are the most voted. The people have spoken, the people have voted, and they wanted me to play Flame in the Rain from Nightshade, aka Kunoichi.
We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Listening to the Manic Monday Show with KC.
Shinobi style from Shinobi 3D. Has anyone played Shinobi 3D? People listening, let me know. I played it, never completed it, bit hard. Probably because I suck at games as well, but yeah, really nice version the last game. It's a new game, completely new game for the 3DS, Shinobi 3D, and has an Afterburner based level, which is nice. And so that was Shinobi style. There's also Red Out Shinobi style. Red Out is a track from Afterburner. There's also that version, that Shinobi version, in the soundtrack. So request this on Radio Sega, will you? Yeah, you should. These were the tracks people picked for the People's Choice segment. We had Afterburner Shinobi Style from Shinobi 3D, Make Me Dance from The Revenge of Shinobi, and Flame in the Rain from Nightshade. Nightshade, also known as Kunoichi, and The Revenge of Shinobi, also known as the Super Shinobi. The Super Shinobi! Is the game set in modern day, asks Jamie. Yes, it is. I think it's set in the future. Can't really... Let me think a bit. I think it's in the not too distant future. But it could be in modern, in present day. I don't know. Yeah, I need to replay it at some point. Yep, so people, thank you for taking part in the People's Choice segment pool. Don't forget, every week it's the same link, radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. And it's usually updated on Sunday night. But sometimes, just like this week, it's only updated a couple of hours before the show airs. Just like today. But keep trying and you'll eventually be able to access the week's survey. Speaking of surveys, don't forget to vote for the Radio Sega's Fan Choice Awards of 2016. We have Song of the Year, Request of the Year, and Remix of the Year. We don't have a promo yet because I still need someone to finish recording stuff for that. But hopefully by the end of the week we'll have... three promos running on Radio Sega's 24/7 stream, one promoting Song of the Year, the other promoting Remix of the Year, and the other one promoting Request of the Year. You can find a complete list of tracks by going to the actual survey, radiose.ga/fanchoice2016. That's where you need to go, and you'll find all three lists of nominees. Don't forget that you need to vote for every category in order to validate your votes. So you need to pick a song from the Song of the Year page, a remix from the Remix of the Year page, and another song from the Request of the Year page, and then click done or complete or finish or whatever, and your votes will be validated. That being said, I think it's time to help someone, score some points, because everyone still, trying to guess who the character is, but failing hard. So, yeah.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
This is kind of unprecedented. I think this is the first time people have been... struggling this hard with, at least everyone, there's not one single person who's got it so far, so I think this is a first. And I thought this was a really, really easy character. Full disclosure, I came up with this 5 minutes before the show started, so I thought, let's go with something easy. I can't be bothered with something hard, so yeah. Okay, so this is the final clue. Obviously, you all gonna get it, I think. I think. Still, I'm gonna repeat the previous clues so no one gets it wrong, okay? So listen carefully. Number one was, is a mammal. Number two, has the ability to fly. This is important. Number three, has the ability to time travel. Also important. Number four, is a dolphin. Is a dolphin. Okay, so these are the four clues. You're playing for 5 points. Send me a private message on Discord with your guess for those measly 5 points. It's better than nothing, I think. So get on it, people. And while you do that, let's chill.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Indeed, Chill Tracks of the Week. It's time to chill. At this point, most people already are done with Say My Name, which is not the case today. However, there's still time to chill until the show is over. So let's play a couple of tracks that I think will help you relax and get you in the mood for those 5 points that you're gonna get out of Say My Name. Let's see if everyone gets it still. Yeah, so the first track we're gonna play is a track by Olivier Sirois, aka Hubert Grau. This is the guitar piano cover of Endless Mind.
Sega community on Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016 from the 16th to the 18th of December. We've got music, live shows and prizes to give away. All brought to you by your favorite Radio Sega hosts and community guests. Check out radiosega.net for details. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
By the time I'd ask if you could spare me a dime, so I could bet back the lies
that I sold in my mind.
I'd probably end up as a Betty guy, but who am I to catechize what an ultimate life would be like? All that's left is the ghost of me, just a shell of the form of me. Hey yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop the fate, but the hands just keep on tipping.
I'd ask if you could spare me a dime, so I could
bet back the lies
that I sold in my mind.
I'd probably end up as a Betty guy, but who am I to catechize
epiphany.
Am I just a shell of the old me?
And yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop to think. But time,
but keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. We're slipping into the future. Whoa.
I woke up, I found myself in a hotel. I try to leave because the carpet floor smells. I waited for the maid and listened for the doorbell. Once she arrived, I said farewell. I gave her my keys and searched for the stairwell, but I bumped into a dude with a handful of coffee. Hey yo, I kept on walking and just said, dude, I'm terribly sorry. A lady was in labor, 3 doors down, and right behind me, something snuck in. A bomb threat had been in the stairs last week, so the elevator was where the guy scored me. I waited for that beat as the doors opened. Looked inside, no faces of
but full of unfinished business. Made me wanna search of the holes, but them doors slammed shut just like another wall. So now I'm trying to find the long I keep on trying to rewind. The moments where the light had found me, yeah, and pulled me out of the dark, threw me upon a strange metal lock. Often I slip into regret. Once with cap, you light it up, Stella. Taking giant steps just to have a dance for now. Man, I had to take five to realize where everybody's jumping around in the hopes of a lineup. One for the money, and three to get ready for the blue rondo. Train call outside, tsunami within. K-pop, stick with six to build a condo made of ten. Am I fooling my own plans? Poor soul in my own pants. It's the fair consequences or the thrill of risking hit and miss to justify this taekwondo. Cause I just gotta find my zone, yo, lest I end up low. Trapped in the pseudo reality like Cody Young, following four Kyoshi warriors. Unfortunately, I was much cornier than the man if I saw it the cornea. Copernicus model is the ugly. And reveal where the shadows would come from. If I could just chill with Father Time, I'd ask if he could spare me a dime. So I could look like a lie. Better school my mind. I'm probably in the best of better guy. But who am I to catch a guy? An awesome life to be like. What's left of the ghost of me? Just a shell of the phone for me. Yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop to think. The hands just keep on tick-tick-tick. Time, I'd ask if he could spare me a dime. So I could look like a lie. Better school my mind. I'd probably in the best of better guy. But who am I to catch a guy? Trying to catch my breath and stop to thump to break time. Yeah, keeps on slipping. We're slipping into the future. Yeah.
So good, so good. Why is all E, aka Sir J, with Elevator Music mixing Palm Tree Panic past mix from the Sonic CD soundtrack? Also part of the Temporal Duality album, because, you know, we're pretending to be time travelers for some reason, or time travelers for some reason. Yeah, that's on the 8th. So pretend to be a time traveler. Dress up in something futuristic and say weird things like Rafsig is going to be president of the Earth, or a PTK Cass is going to own a $1 million company, or I don't know, or Echo the Dolphin is a shark. I don't know, you know, do whatever. I keep forgetting, a couple of weeks or maybe 3 weeks ago, I don't know, Veritex and I were bonding over our love for the Police Academy films, and there's a specific moment in I think all Police Academy movies, or at least the first few ones, with a specific bar called the Blue Oyster, and there's when the Blue Oyster comes during the film. When people enter the bar, there's always the same track playing, no matter what film is. And so I told Veritex that same track was actually in the soundtrack of a Sega game, and this is the track. Wait for it, this is El Ritmo Tropical from Samba de Amigo. So, as promised a few weeks ago, I kept forgetting, but here it is, the Blue Oyster Club tune. Before we get on with the show, this is the final segment of the show, and let me just share something that happened. Apart from everyone, almost everyone failing tonight's Say My Name, there was also something interesting that happened. So Opus Science has been having computer issues and hasn't been able to listen throughout the whole show, and so he sometimes comes back and asks, whoops, hit my microphone there, sorry. So he kept coming back and asking people where the clues were, and at some point people told him that one of the clues is a holy cow. And so and he says that he's been hard at googling Sega holy cow for some reason. So I want to say that's not right, people. Don't fool your fellow Sega fans like that, seriously. But that would have been the best clue ever. Don't trick people like that. Obviously the third clue wasn't that, and so in the interest of fairness, I'm gonna remind you of the clues. Let me just play this. Oh god.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. So, two people got it. It's over now. Two people got it. The rest of you didn't. Many people took part. But, yeah. So, let's see the clues. Number one is a mammal. At this point, some people thought, well, mammal. And they did the correct reasoning with this. That's what I thought people would do, and they would remember throughout the show. So I thought some people at least would send me the first guess. It would be Echo the Dolphin. So, and some people actually sent me Echo the Dolphin as their first clue. Then the second clue was has the ability to fly. Well, if people went on with the Echo line of reasoning, they would have gotten to someone else, to some other kinds of dolphins perhaps. Then we had has the ability to time travel. Well, Echo actually time travels using a machine, doesn't have that ability. But even if you thought, well, Echo can time travel, but he can't fly, so obviously Echo wasn't the correct answer. Well, some people weren't thinking about Echo or dolphins, so clue number four is a dolphin. So I thought this would get people on track again, but no. The correct answer was Trelia. Yes, Trelia, which you meet like one time throughout the game in Echo the Dolphin, The Tides of Time, like in the beginning of the show. Most people guessed the same things throughout the show. When I said it could fly, people, it was either Tails or Silver. Then I had has the ability to time travel. People were like, Silver, Silver, Silver. No. And yeah. So, is a mammal, has the ability to fly, has the ability to time travel, and is a dolphin. No other Sega character would fit this description, sadly. So, it was Trelia. This means there's changes. There's changes in the leaderboard. So, PTK Cass and Brindletron both got 5 points, and they were the only ones who got it this week. I thought this was one of the easiest ones ever, and I need to make more easy rounds of Say My Name. Yeah, so this means there are a few changes. Let's see. With 5 points we have Cerebros96, 15 points for II1980, 20 points for PTK Cass, 35 points for Rick and Opus Science, 50 points for Jamie64326, 55 points for Veritex and Trini. So Jamie is third still. Veritex and Trini are both on the second position with 55 points. And joint leaders now, Rexy and Brindletron with 65 points. So Brindletron caught up with Rexy, but he wasn't able to, you know, to overcome her. So she's still in the lead with Brindletron. This means it's getting more exciting by the week. We have 3 more weeks to go. Who will win the title of greatest champion of all time in Say My Name? No, that's not the title. There's no title at all. But yeah, at least people will get money. 10 somethings, 10 currencies. But it's
exciting.
For people that didn't get it, and you were also confident with your Echo the Dolphin guesses, I think when I told you, nah, you were all like this.
No!
Actually, more like this. There was a sense of disbelief at first.
No.
I said no.
No!
And then the sudden realization of failure. Yeah. I'm sorry. But this is all good fun. Yes. II1980 asks, where is Myrone? We need money conversion info. Yes, you need to ask him how much monies is in your own currency. Yes. So, that's all the time we have for Say My Name, and basically all the time we have for the Manic Monday Show. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening in. Don't forget to keep listening to Radio Sega. We have great shows for you to listen to. Including, and before I go, I just have to play this. Including this new one. So we played the promo for the Dreamcast Zone, and there's also this.
The Blue Zone.
Do you love Sonic? Well, then the Blue Zone is just for you. Join me as we listen to Sonic's best tunes and maybe learn a bit more about Sonic's history. Do you prefer to listen to Sonic remixes? We have that too. You want to know the latest Sonic news as well? We have that too. I'm PT Kickass, and I'll be waiting for you to arrive at the Blue Zone.
The Blue Zone with PT Kickass. Sundays at 5 p.m. Western Europe time. That's 6 p.m. Central Europe time, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Only on Radio Sega.
Indeed! So the Blue Zone premieres this Sunday at 5 p.m. GMT. So this Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. GMT, you have 2 new shows on Radio Sega. The Blue Zone and the Dreamcast Hour, hosted by PT Kickass and Viper, respectively. Just need to adjust the levels on this promo for some reason. Lots of... for some reason. Interesting. Yeah. There you go. Myrone is back converting money. So, yeah. We have... December is a really exciting month for Radio Sega. December 2016. We have new shows. We have the Winterfest. I hope you're all excited about the Winterfest. For real. Because we're going to have a great Winterfest. I've been working on the schedule today. I think I got it. Let's see if everyone's happy with their times. We have new people that never took part in the Winterfest, joining the fray this year. News websites. I can't really tell you what all of them are, but I can confirm the Dreamcast Junkyard is going to be joining us. What else? We'll have the Sega Nerds. And Yakuza Fan as well. That's all I can say for now. We have Yakuza Fan as well for the first time. So Yakuza Fan and the Dreamcast Junkyard. And we have old favorites like the Sega Nerds, Sega Driven, Sonic Yoda is back, and stuff. And some surprises, some Radio Sega related surprises as well, so... Stay tuned to Radio Sega, to the Sega Lounge especially, because we'll be announcing stuff this Thursday, hopefully. And this Thursday as well, we'll be joined by Puyo Nexus, by the guys from Puyo Nexus, a website dedicated to the Puyo Puyo series. They'll be on the show on the day that Puyo Puyo Chronicles releases in Japan. Yes, so Go to radiose.ga/shows for our full lineup of live shows. Our next one is the chart-topping show with Revsic tomorrow. Don't forget to tune in to that at 8 p.m. GMT. I'll be back on Thursday with the Sega Lounge, and the Manic Monday show returns next week, next Monday. Same time, same bad time, same bad radio station, and same bad craziness, and same bad say my nameness. So yeah. My pop filter broke, says PT Kickass. Yeah, I didn't notice it. Oh, we have a Manic Doodle as well. Rexy sent a Manic Doodle. It's the Baron dressed up as a ninja. Yeah. Okay, so it's time to move on. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to Radio Sega. Keep on listening to us. We play the best Sega music 24/7. Keep on listening to our podcasts. Keep telling your friends about us, especially about the Winterfest. There's something for everyone this year, and there's lots of great Sega prizes. Sega donated several prizes and other people as well. I'll leave you with one final track, a track from Mai Mai. It's a bit of cheating, but I don't mind. It's Daddy Milk, the Groove Remix from the Ninja Warriors. I've been KC, this has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll be back next week with more. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.